Shalom to all. Today's office on Hetchin Daf Yod Dalet and we are starting Yud Gimel Amud Beis about four lines off at the bottom with the words of Echad Lo Yisamech. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We just began discussing Smicha Zakenim. This is when a Talmud Chacham receives Smicha from three Dayanim. They either place their hands on his head, or as the Gemara seemed to conclude yesterday, they don't actually have to physically place their hands on his head, but they confer upon him the title of Rebbe, and he's given permission to judge Dinei Knasos. This happens in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara continues by asking Echad Lo Yisamech. One Dayan isn't allowed to give Smicha to another one, and there has to be three. From Rabbi Yehuda Marav, he tells us, Baram, indeed, in truth, Zachar Oysa Yesh Latav, this man should be remembered for the good. Rabbi Yehuda Mabava Shmai, his name is Rabbi Yehuda Mabava, Shel Malihu, if not for him, Nishtachu Din Knossim Yisrael, the Dinim of Knossos, of penalties, would be forgotten from Yidden. The Gemara pauses and asks, Nishtachu, they would be forgotten? How could that be? Nigrasinu, we're just going to learn them, and then we won't forget them. El, rather, this is really what he meant to say, Yudano Marav on top, Batal Din Knossim Yisrael, that if not for him, the ability to judge Din Knossos would have been totally batal and nullified. Why is that? What happened? Shapam Achas Gazar Machzor Shag Zeral Yisrael. The one time the evil Malchus, this is referring to Rome, the Gazar Yedin Shakal Asaymech Yarag. Anyone who gives smicha, he gets killed. V'chal Nismach Yarag. Anyone who gets smicha, he gets killed. V'ir Shasaymchim Ba Techarev. The ear that the smicha happened in, the entire city gets destroyed. Utchum Shasaymchim Ba Hen Yakru. And the tchum of the city, the 2,000 amas outside the city that had the smicha take place in it, that also gets uprooted. So my Asa Yudim Bava, what do Yudim Bava do? Halach of Yashav Loi Bein Shnei Harim Gedalim. He went and sat in between two great mountains, Ubein Shnei Ayars Gedalos, in between two great cities, Ubein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos, in between two Tchum Rav Shabbos. And where was this? Bein Ushla Shfaram, between these two places. And so now he's not connected to any city or to any Tchum. He's in the middle of no man's land. Samach Sham Chamisha Zakenim, and he gives Smicha to five Zakenim there. V'eluhin, these are them, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi, Rav Blaz ben Shemua. Rav Avya Moisef, Rav Avya adds on that Avram Nechemia, Ivram Nechemia got Smicha. And Kivin Shakir Evan Bahen, when their enemies recognize this and realize this, Amr Lahen, he told them, meaning Yehudim and Bava told these Chamim, Banai, my sons, Rutsu, run away. Amrullah, they told him, Rebbe, Matei Alech, what's going to be with you? Amrullah, he told them, Harini Mutal Afnam, I'm placed in front of them, Ke'evin She'en Lohaifchim, like a stone that has nobody to turn it over. I'm going to stand right here, I'll deal with it, you run away. And Amr, they said afterwards, Loizaz Misham, they didn't leave there, Ad Shanatu Bai Shalish Meis Lunvez Shal Barzal Vasu Kekvara, until they pierced him with 300 iron spears, and he was like a sieve. Now, bottom line is, we see that Rebbe Yehudim and Bava gave them smicha by himself, and we didn't need three dayanim. So Gemara answers, no, Rebbe Yehudim and Bava, he had two other dayanim with him. The only reason why they're not mentioned is Mishum Kvod Rebbe Yehudim Bava. Because of the cover of Rebbe Yehudim Bava, he's so chashuv, it's not proper to mention these other two dayanim with him, but he really did have a total of three. Then we're just continues with this. Rav Meir, Rebbe Yehudim Bava Samche, Rebbe Yehudim Bava, he was the one that gave smicha to Rav Meir. Anyone who says Rav Meir did not get smicha from Rebbe Kiva, he's making a mistake. In other words, Rebbe Kiva was the one that gave Rav Meir smicha. The answer is Samche Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva did give smicha to Rav Meir, but they didn't accept this smicha, meaning this wasn't accepted by their bottom at large. Whereas Samche Rebbe Yehudim Bava, Bikiblu, Rebbe Yehudim Bava gave Rav Meir smicha, and that was accepted. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shulman Levi tells us, Ain't smicha b'chutz la'aretz. There's no smicha in chutz la'aretz. The question is, Ma'ain smicha? What does that mean? There's no smicha in chutz la'aretz. Even if you want to say, Deloy Dine Dine Knossos Klal b'chutz la'aretz, that we're not allowed to judge Dine Knossos at all in chutz la'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, that can't be. But Tanan, we have Mishnah tells us, Sanhedrin, Ahek is Bein Baretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. This Sanhedrin is Noyeg, meaning they can paskin, they have the right to judge both in Eretz Yisrael and the chutz la'aretz. El rather means the loy samchinu b'chutz la'aretz, that we can't give smicha in chutz la'aretz, and that's all Rabbi Shua ben Levi means ain't smicha b'chutz la'aretz. Now we continue discussing this. Pshitas avias samchin b'chutz la'aretz v'nismachin ba'aretz, that if the one giving the smicha is in chutz la'aretz and the one receiving the smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, ha'amrinon deloy, we said that can't be because no giving smicha in chutz la'aretz. Elo samchin ba'aretz v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz mai. What about if the one giving the smicha is in Eretz Yisrael and the one receiving the smicha is in chutz la'aretz? What about that? In other words, does the one receiving the smicha have to be right next to the one giving the smicha? Or could it be done long distance? Could it be done via mail or over Zoom? So our answer is Tashma Bivarai, Rabbi Yechanan have mitzvah related to Rabbi Shem Bar Abba, Doloy have a gabayah de lesmichei. Rabbi Yechanan was always pained over the fact that Rabbi Shem Bar Abba wasn't by him because he really wanted to give him smicha. And also, Rabbi Shem Ben Zerud of Chad de Ime, Rabbi Yechanan wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Shem Bar Zerud and someone went along with him. And Manu, who is that person along with him? Rabbi Yechanan Ben Achmai. Ramila and some say it was Rabbi Yonasan Ben Achmai of Chad de Ime. Rabbi Yechanan was pained that he couldn't give smicha to Rabbi Yonasan Ben Achmai and somebody else with him. And Manu, who's that? Rabbi Shem Ben Zerud. And what ended up happening? Chad to have a gabayu samchu. One was near him, so he gave him smicha. V'chad lo have a gabayu lo samchu. One that wasn't near him didn't get smicha. So you see very clearly from here that the one giving smicha and receiving have to be right next to each other. It can't be done long distance. Continuing to discuss this, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shaya, have come shtaked Rabbi Yochanan l'mismachinu. Rabbi Yochanan was very focused on trying to give smicha to Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shaya. Bolei have mistaya milsa. It never ended up working out. And have come star tuva. He was very pained that he wasn't able to do this. So Amrulay, they told him, loin star mar. You shouldn't be pained about this. Danan with base eli kasinun. we come from the house of Eli. Eli HaKohen was the one that was in the times of Shmuel HaNavi. He raised Shmuel HaNavi in the Beis HaMikdash, and they can't receive smicha. Why not? Damar Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Bi'enison, Minayin She'ein Nismach LeBeis Eli. How do the people who come from Eli's household are not allowed to get smicha? Shnamar, because the pasuk says regarding Eli, Lo Yazakim Beisecha Kol Yomim, that you will not have a zakin in your household all of your days. That was a curse that Eli received because his kids weren't acting properly. Now, my zakin, what does that mean? There's not going to be a zakin. Eli may want to say zakin mamesh. It means that there's not going to be an old man. Well, that can't be because Vaksev. We have a different pasuk that says Kol Mirus Beisecha Yimusu Anashim, that all those that grow in your house are going to die as men. And so it's the second pasuk which is telling us that everyone from Beis Eli will die young. So Ella must be the one that says that there's not going to be a zakin smicha. It means that they can't get smicha. Continue to discuss smicha. Reb Zera have mitamar l'mismeche. Reb Zera would hide so they didn't give him smicha. Damar Blazer. Blazer says lo yehi kabel v'kayam. A person should always be kabel. Literally, this means dark, meaning he should keep himself in the dark. He should hide himself and not get smicha, and that's going to be makayim him. That's going to give him long lasting years. However, kivin shama l'ha to Amar Blazer. Once Reb Zera heard what Reb Blazer said, ein adam oyel gedula elam kein meichon le'akal v'noisav, that when a person goes to gedula, when he gets an elevated position, he gets all of his sins forgiven. Amsila nafshe, he worked really hard in obtaining smicha because he wanted all of his sins forgiven. In case of Chol Reb Zera, once they gave smicha to Reb Zera, sharu lehachi, they sang the following about him: lekachal v'loy sirak v'loy pirchus v'yalas chein. Now this is something that's really said about a kala, and literally is translated as she doesn't need eye makeup, she doesn't need face makeup, she doesn't need her hair done. She's full of grace. In other words, a kala is just beautiful as she is without any additions. And that was said about Reb Zera, even though he doesn't wear fancy clothing, he doesn't necessarily have any externals to him. He's so wonderful and full of grace, and someone like him who should receive smicha. We continue kisamach Reb Ami Rabasi. When they gave smicha to Reb Ami Rabasi, sharu lehu hachi, they sing the following for them: kol min dein, smchu lana, all like these, you should give smicha to for us. Lo smchu lana, don't give smicha for us. The following, lo misarmitin, not from the sarmitin, which basically a chachma gives poor answers and reasonings to why he paskins one way or another. Lo misarmitin, not from sarmitin, which is somebody who gives backwards logic. Va'amrilan, some say lo mechamisin, not from chamisin, which are thieves. This is basically a chacham who doesn't give any reason for why he paskined, and lo mitramisin, not from people who are like this, and we don't really know what this is. And one more story about nice songs that they would sing for a person. Rav Avo, ki hava asim misiftel bekesar, when Rav Avo would go from the Beis Medrash to the Caesar's house, nafki matronisa de bekesar, the matrons, the noble women of the Caesar's house would go out, umashayin le, and they would sing the following for him: Rabba da ame, he's a master of his people, madbarna du umase, the leader of his nation, butsina de nahira, a shining or lit candle, this is because he was very handsome, brich masyach leshlam, blessed is your coming in peace. And can you explain the mission we had said, arifas egla b'shloisha, that the whole egla rufa takes place with three? As we had said, this is when a corpse is found outside a city, so his Canaan from Sanhedrin have to measure which city it's closest to, and then they go through a whole process, and his measuring has to be done with three, and according to Rabbi Yehuda has to be done with five. So the Gemara continues explaining this in greater detail. Tanarabana Nebraisa tells us, the pasuk says, v'yasu zekenecha v'shaiftecha, that your zekenim and your shaiftim go out. Zekenecha shnayim, your zekenim is referring to two, shaiftecha shnayim, that's also referring to another two, and then bezin shakul kenev and even bezin v'yasifin alayin oidechad, so we have to add another one. Harikan chamisha, that's a total of five. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Shimon tells us, zekenecha shnayim, your zekenim is two, v'yim bezin shakul v'yasifin alayin oidechad, we can have an even bezin, so we add another one. Harikan shlesha, that's three. So the question is, Rabbi Shimon, hi shaiftecha me'avilei, was Rabbi Shimon do the pasuk of shaiftecha? The answer is, who by lay, he's it, lemiuchadin shaiftecha, to say that the shaiftim that come out are miuchadin, they're the unique ones, meaning the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, mizikne zekenecha nafka, Rabbi Yehuda learns that from zikne zekenecha. And Rabbi Shimon, he responds to that by saying, imi zikne, if we just had the word zikne, havamina, I would think zikne ashuk. This just means elders from the marketplace, random elders. Kasar Rahman is zekenecha, that's what Torah writes, zekenecha, your zekenim, to tell us that that's not so. And v'iksiv zekenecha, if it just says zekenecha, havamina, I would say Sanhedrin Ketana. That's referring to the lower Sanhedrin, namely of 23 Dayanim. Kasar Rahman v'shaiftecha, that's a pasuk also is v'shaiftecha, miuchadin shaiftecha, that tells us that has to be miuchadin, namely Sanhedrin Gedolah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he explain that? Gomer zikne zikne, mevisamchu zikne ha'eda es yedehem, from the pasuk that we had by Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur in yesterday's Gemara of vesamchu zikne ha'eda es yedehem, ma'alon miuchadin shebe'eda, just like over there we explained it has to be miuchadim, dayanim only from Sanhedrin Gedolah, afkan, so to hear miuchadin shebe zikenecha, it has to be miuchadim. As Gemara, hold on a second, e'yalef, leilef kulam e'hasam, if you're going to say that we learn from Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, let's learn everything from there. And if that's the case, zikenecha b'shaiftecha lomali, why over here by Egla Rufa would we have to have the words zikenecha b'shaiftecha? El rather, we have to give a totally different explanation. Vav v'shaiftecha l'minyana. The vav of v'shaiftecha, this extra vav, that's coming to tell us a count that adds on another two dayanim. Rav Shimon, what about him? Vav loydarish. He doesn't darshan this vav that it tells us we have to have two extra dayanim. Asking where Elamiyata, this is really so, that we have an extra vav to tell us we have to have another two dayanim. Well, v'yatsu shnayim, umadadu shnayim. When it says v'yatsu, that should add another two judges, and umadadu should add another two judges. L'Rabbi Yehuda, Hari Tisha, L'Rabbi Shimon, Dayanin Shiva. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should require 9 Dayanim, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we should require 7. The Gemara says no. Tanya, these words Vyatsu and Umadidu are required for a totally different drasha. The Brisa tells us Vyatsu, they shall go out, Hain Veloishluchan. The Sanhedrin themselves have to go out to measure and not a shliach of Sanhedrin. And Umadidu, when it says they measure, this tells us Shafilu Nimtsa. Even if the corpse was found, Yudal Mabez on top, but Alila ear, very clearly next to one city, it's not halfway in between that it needs measuring which one is it closer to. It's very obviously outside one city. Still, Tzar Chlasik Medida, they have to nonetheless be involved in measuring that it's closest to the city. And that's what we darshan from these two words. Therefore, they're not available to teach us that we have to have more Dayanim to do this. Now we have a totally different opinion. Masisin, Dulaik Yatana. Our Mishnah in this Brisa is definitely not like the following Tana. The Tanya of Brisa says, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, he says, Vyatsu Zekinecha Vishavtecha. What's this telling us? Zekinecha Zu Sanhedrin. Zekinecha is referring to Sanhedrin. Vishavtecha Zemelch Kohen Gadol. Vishavtecha is referring to the king and the Kohen Gadol. They also have to come out for the Agal Rufa. I don't know if Shaifet refers to Melech. Melech Tichsev, it says, Melech B'mishbat Yamid Aretz. And Kohen Gadol, Tichsev says, Ubasal Kohanim Halavim Vela Shaifet. So we see Shaifet has to do with Kohen, and therefore, according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, not only do we have the Sanhedrin, but we also have the Melech and the Kohen Gadol coming out. Now, by the way, that's a fun question. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, B'chada Palig or B'tarti Palig? Does Reb Elazar ben Yaakov argue only on one thing in the Mishnah or on two things? B'melech B'Kohen Gadol Palig? Does he argue only in regards to the king and the Kohen Gadol that they also have to come for Egla Rufa? Avol B'Sanhedri, Ikreb Yehuda, Ikreb Shemin. But in regards to the number of Dayanim from the Sanhedrin, he either holds like Reb Yehuda or Reb Shemin. I don't know, maybe with Sanhedrin Nami Palig, that he even argues in regards to the number of the Dayanim Sanhedrin, Da'amar Kul Sanhedrin B'Inon, that he holds the entire Sanhedrin of 71 has to come out to do Agla Rufa. So Rabbi Yezer, he answers, Tashma, we have a right from the following Brisa. This Brisa refers to Zakin Mamre, a rebellious sage. Now we know that when Sanhedrin paskins, it's binding, and all Dayanim have to go like this. And Zakin Mamre is a Chacham who decides that he's right and paskins against the Sanhedrin. This is a capital offense, and he has to be killed. So the Brisa tells us, Matzana Beis Pagi, let's say Zakin Mamre found the Sanhedrin in Beis Pagi, which is outside the original walls of Yerushalayim, but it's still considered part of Yerushalayim, the Himra Alayin, and he paskins against them. Yachotam Ras Amra, you might think this is considered a good rebellion, and he would be killed. Tam Lamer, the Pasuk says, V'kam Tav Alisa Lamakim, you shall get up and go to the place. Malamis teaches us, Shal Makim Gairem, that the place itself, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, referring to Lishkas HaGazis, which is where the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis HaMikdash compound, that's what causes this whole parsha of Zakin Mamre. In other words, it has to be that the Psak came from Lishkas HaGazis, not from any other place. Now, when analyzing this, the question is as follows. Denafik Kama, how many Dayanim in the Sanhedrin went out to Beis Pagi, paskin something, and that this Dayan paskin against them? Even if you want to say Miktasan, that it was only part of the Dayanim, well, Dil Mahanech de Ikka Gavai, Kami Kavasei. Maybe the Dayanim that were still inside, they were still in the Lishkas HaGazis, and they hadn't gone out to Beis Pagi, maybe they paskin like the Zakin Mamre, and he's not a Zakin Mamre in the first place. El rather, Pshito Denafakulu. It has to be referring to that all the Dayanim of Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis and went to Beis Pagi. Now the question is, Lamai, why did they leave? Even if you want to say the Dvar HaRoshos, they just went stop for some Dvar HaRoshos. Mimasu Nafki, are they all allowed to leave? Vaksev, we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, Sharei Chagan Hasar al Yachzar HaMazeg. Now this is a metaphor for the Sanhedrin. Sharei is referring to Sanhedrin. Agan Hasar, even though literally translated, it means a moon-shaped basin. This is referring to the way Sanhedrin sat, which was in a half circle like a moon. And al Yachzar HaMazeg means that dilution is not to be lacking. We know that wine was diluted 1 to 2 parts, so that means that this dilution of a third is not allowed to be lacking from Lishkas HaGazis. There has to be at least 23 Dayani Sanhedrin in Lishkas HaGazis at all times. So it can't be that all Sanhedrin left for Dvar HaShos, El Pshitul Dvar Mitzvah. It must be that they left for Dvar Mitzvah. And Hechidami, what's that case? Lavum Diaz Egla? Wouldn't it be that they left to go measure by cities for the Egla Rufa, and they happened to have made a psak in Beis Pagi, and that's where the Zakin passing against them? And what would this tell us for Blazer Ben Yaakov? This would be Blazer Ben Yaakov, the Amar holds Kul Sanhedrin Be'inon, that we need all of the Sanhedrin to be there for Medidas Egla Rufa. So we clearly see, says Rabbi Yosef, that this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye told him, Lord, that's not the way to understand it. Kagan, this could be referring to the following, Shiyatzul Haisef al Irval Azaris, that the reason why all the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis is because they wanted to add on to the city of Yerushalayim or onto the Azaris. Kinnan, we have a mission that tells us, Ein Masivin al Irval Azaris, El HaBezin Shashim Ve'achad, we can only add on to the city or onto the Azaris with a Bezin of 71. And therefore, we have no raya, Rabbi Yosef, that all the Sanhedrin left to do Medidas Egla Rufa. However, the Gemara tells us, Tani Kavas Rabbi Yosef, we have a brassel like Rabbi Yosef. What does the brassel say? Matzana Beis Pagi. Let's say the Zakein found them in Beis Pagi, the Himra Alayin, and rebelled against them by paskening not like them. Kagan, for example, why were they there? Shiyatzul Medidas Egla, that they went out to go do Medidas Egla, so we see clearly like Rabbi Yosef, or they were there with Haisaval Ir Valazaris to add on to the city or the Hazaris. Yachshay Amra Samra, you might think this is considered a good rebellion and we're going to kill him. Tom Lemon, so the Pasuk says, Vakam to Valisa Alamakim, you should get up and go to the place. Malamach Amakim Gairim, this teaches that the place, the Lishkas HaGazis, the Beis HaMikdash, that's what's Gairim, that if they paskin from there, and then a Zakein Zaken goes against them, so then he's called a Zaken Mamre, and he's going to be killed. But if they're outside the Lashkas HaGazis, even if he paskins against them, he's not considered a Zaken Mamre. So here we actually have a Brisa like Rabbi Yosef. Then we're going to explain the Mishnah, Netar Vayamaser Sheni Shein Dami Vidun, B'Shloisha. Both these things have to have three Dayanim to evaluate how much they're worth. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Brisa that says, Ezu Maser Sheni Shein Dami Vidun, what exactly is Maser Sheni that its value is not known? Why would we not know the value of produce? The answer is Perasher Kivu. It's referring to produce that rotted, V'yayin Shehekrim, or wine that spoiled, Umayos Shechlidu, or money that rusted. And since this doesn't have a standard market value, we have to have three people appraising how much it's worth. And Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Brisa, Maser Sheni Shein Dami Vidun, Padiner Sebishlash Lekuchas, Maser Sheni that its value is not known, could be redeemed even by three buyers, meaning three experts, three merchants that know the price. They're the ones that could appraise how much it's worth. We don't actually need three dayanim. But it can't be three people who aren't buyers. They're not merchants. They don't really know these things. However, these three buyers, these merchants, one of them is even allowed to be a guy, and even if one of them is the actual owner himself, that would still be a valid appraisal. He has the following. What about if it's three merchants and they all put their money into the same wallet, meaning they're all partners? Are they allowed to evaluate how much it's worth? So Tashma, we have an attempted raya. We have Brisa that tells us, that a man and his two wives are allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni Shein Dami Vidun, and usually a man supports his wives. So this is basically three people that are all putting their money into the same wallet, nonetheless they can all still do this evaluation. However, the Gemara says, not a raya. Then we'll go to Rav Papa Ubas Abba Sura. Maybe this is like Rav Papa and the daughter of Abba Sura, which is Rav Papa's wife. They had an arrangement between them that she worked and she kept her own money. So just because we have a man and his two wives, that doesn't mean that they all share the same funds, so wouldn't have a raya from there. And the Gemara continues, Hekdeshes B'Shleisha, that someone which was consecrated, it was made a Hekdesh, it has to be redeemed only based off of three Dayanim evaluating how much it is. And the Gemara clarifies, Masisin Deloike Tano, our Mishnah does not look the following Tano. The Tanya of Brats, it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he tells us, Afilu Tzinor Shel Hekdesh, Tzricha Asar Bnei Adam Uftaisa, even a Tzinor of Hekdesh, which is basically some sort of small fork that's meant for spinning gold thread, if somebody made it a Hekdesh, it needs 10 people to redeem it, not 3, but 10. Now, Armelay of Papa Abaye, or Papa Astabaye, Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we understand Korn Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Amr Kishmul. He says, like Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel tells us, Asar Kahanim Ksumim Parsha, then in the whole Parsha, in the entire discussion and topic of redeeming all sorts of Hekdesh, it says the word Kayin 10 times, and we learn from there that we have to have 10 people appraising how much Hekdesh is worth. Does that make sense according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? El Rabbanon, Shloisham, and Olahu. But according to Rabbanon, who say we only need 3 when we're dealing with Hekdesh, where do they get this number from? And Chitim, if you want to suggest, the Chsiv Hu Shloisha, that since it says the word Kayin 3 times in regards to Metalton of Hekdesh, so that's how we know we need 3 Dayanim, when Karka, land, was made Hekdesh, and now we're redeeming it, it says the word Kayin 4 times over there, so it should be enough to have only 4 people appraising Karka, not 10. And Chitim, if you want to say, Hachinami, that's so, we actually need 4. Well, that can be because Alam Tanan, why does our Mishnah say, Hakarkais, Tishav a Kayin? The Karka which was made Hekdesh needs 9 people and a Kayin, that's a total of 10. Almai, rather, what do you want to say? Dimashalmi Buhu Asara, that the reason why Karka needs 10 people is because the 4 times that the word Kayin is mentioned by Karka is a completion of the total of 10. As we had said, in regards to Hekdesh as a whole, the word Kayin is mentioned 10 times, and Karka is the last discussion, so those 4 which are mentioned by Karka really complete the whole count of 10, and that's why we have to have 10 people evaluating how much the property is worth. Well, if that's the case, Hekdesh is Mishalim Buhu Shisa, Libo Shisa. In regards to regular Hekdesh on Metaltalin, whereas we had said it only has the word Kayin written 3 times, that actually completes the count to a total of 6. It mentions Kayin 3 times previously, and then by Hekdesh of Metaltalin, it mentions Kayin another 3 times, so that's a total of 6, and therefore we should require 6 people to evaluate regular Hekdesh of Metaltalin, not just 3. And the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, it is a good question. Shittas Rabbanon, where do we get this number 3 from? We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.